movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jeremiah, and you're tuned in to Entertainment Rebooted, where today I'll be going over some notable releases from the months of January and February of 2024 and just giving you my honest opinion on it. And where better to start than with Rise, who released 119 Love on January 5th. And in the simplest terms, this is the best K-pop song released this year. And there's no arguing about it. It truly was amazing. It had this old school feel. Even though I myself am still very young, I still was able to connect heavily with the sound, the chanting, the high note, even the rapping. The choreo was amazing as always. It's Rise. It's what we've come to expect at this point. I will truly say that SM outdid themselves with this one. I never would have expected for them to release something like this, but I'm so glad they did. The visuals, the video, so much effort went into this, and you just love to see that. However, even though effort went into this next project, it didn't really have the best outcome. As next, we have ITZY, who released their album Born to Be on January 8th. Of course, I first want to say I hope that Leah gets better. It's sad seeing her not in the group. I hope that she returns healthy because I do miss her. But as for the project itself, it wasn't my favorite. None of the songs really stood out to me. I wasn't feeling the solo songs. I didn't like Mr. Vampire or Untouchable. Dynamite and Escalator were very forgettable to me, and the only real notable song was the title track, Born to Be, which I actually liked. I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I definitely liked it a lot more than a lot of the other songs on this album, which really disappoints me because I truly expected to fall in love with this because I really do love ITZY, even though they haven't had the best reception as of late. I just wanted more from them. However, a group who didn't disappoint me is NMIX, who had released FE304 on January 15th, which I can truly say this is probably overall my favorite release in terms of like album or EP, as majority of the songs have been added to my playlist, with four of the three songs being on my playlist. First being Dash, which amazing. Sonar, amazing. Run for Roses, beautiful, amazing. Lily in her runs, the chorus, the pre-chorus, it was beautifully done, and it's truly in contention for probably second place for me for best song released in K-pop this year. And then there was Passion Fruit, which I had a phase where all I would listen to is Passion Fruit on replay. It's that good. As for Boom, XOXO, and Break the Wall, I like them, but I wouldn't add them to my favorite playlist. You know, they're good songs that I wouldn't skip if they came on, but they're not something I'm looking to put on. And unfortunately, this next group's whole project pretty much is that same sentiment, and is as it's Even's release of Unseen on January 22nd, where I couldn't get behind majority of the songs on this album. Ugly wasn't for me, Syrup just wasn't doing it, Keep On was very solid, and I did add it to my playlist. Sungmoon and Keita stood out a lot, and I don't think that's a shocker to anybody. Chase, on the other hand, is probably my favorite song off of this project. I couldn't even give you anything specific about it. I love the chorus and the way the pre-chorus formed around the chorus. I think it was amazing, and I think this was definitely their best project, period. Actually, their release in their whole career, period. And then there was Festa. It was interesting. Definitely not my favorite, but definitely not something I would forget about. And speaking of something I wouldn't forget about, we have Vichas. I still can't even say their name. Release on January 26th of Girls of the Year, which all I'm gonna say is it impressed me. Even though I'm not a fan of the name, the song itself actually was great for the girls. It really showcased their talents, their dancing, and I think it was definitely an earworm where I can hear myself singing sometimes, Girls of the Year. I'm not the best singer, but it was amazing. It was more from them than what I had initially expected, which I'm happy about. I love to see groups thriving. I never want to prey on a group's downfall unless it's super seniors. But outside of that group, really, I'm just always hoping that these groups do well. And unfortunately, while this group is doing well with their fans, for me, they really disappointed me. And that's G-Idle with their release of 2 on January 29th. And this project overall was very disappointing. I couldn't find myself getting behind any of the songs that weren't Wife. Wife was the only song that really caught my attention. And it's sad because I genuinely like G-Idle's albums. I've enjoyed a lot of their past projects. But this is the first miss for me from them. I couldn't get into any of the songs. And the title track, Super Lady, just didn't do it for me. I know a lot of people liked it, but I just couldn't get behind it. As for a project I could get behind, though, we have Baby Monster's release with Stuck in the Middle on February 1st, which was a complete change up and switch from Batter Up, which I absolutely loved. It was a simple song you don't often get from YG or really expect from a YG group as a single. And I think it did great for making each member stand out uniquely for their voice. There's really not much else to say about it. It was just a very solid comeback. And speaking of a solid comeback, we have P1 Harmony's Killing It, which was released on February 5th. It was very decent for me. I liked some songs, not others stood out for me personally. I definitely say that Late Night Calls was definitely the standout song. Emergency, mainly for Kehoe's vocals, because he really did his thing on that. Tonight was also very good, and I See You was, it's my type of music. I absolutely loved it. This is the type of music I love listening to. It got playlisted within the first 5 seconds. It was great. Definitely my favorite project on this song, on this album, because of the fact that all the vocals fit perfectly. Every member had a good enough part for me, to the point where I really can't complain about this song in general. But again, the overall project was very much a hit or miss for me. And speaking of a hit or miss, we have one that is not that at all, as we have Le Sserafim's Easy, released on February 19th. And the reason this isn't a hit or miss is because, well, this one just has a bunch of good songs. Outside of the sped up version, the Easy remixes pretty much, and the intro Good Bones, there were in total 4 songs. There was Easy, the title track, Swan Song, Smart, and We Got So Much. All 4 in which I absolutely loved. Loved Easy, loved the dancing, loved the vocals. I think it was amazing. The looks were beautiful. The girls really killed it with that one. And then there is Swan Song. I also loved it. I love hearing their head voices whenever I can. I think they have very nice voices. I just like the song. There is then We Got So Much, which was very chill yet groovy, and I liked it. And as you may notice, I skipped over one of the songs, that being Smart, because of the fact that even though I liked it and I loved it for its Afro beats, there was controversy with the dance. Some people felt the dance wasn't, how do I say this, it wasn't proper for a minor, Unche, who's still 17 at the time. Others, though, defended it, saying there's nothing wrong with the dance and that it's just traditional African dance, which it's up to you to decide. As for the song itself, I think the song was actually very solid. Even though a lot of these songs were really short, which, honestly, when I think about it, it's probably my only criticism, is I wish these were a lot longer. I can still definitely say they didn't disappoint me, unlike the next project. With that being IU's The Winning, released on February 20th, which I can wholeheartedly say is the most disappointing project for me of the year. I love IU with all my heart, but for some reason, I just was not feeling this. Maybe it's because I'm kind of grown a little bit out of the typical ballad, or maybe my taste and voices have changed, but just I was not feeling this project from IU, which is sad because I love IU. I have so many of her songs playlisted, so I was really hoping for a lot, and I just feel like she didn't really deliver the best. I can't really say any song stood out to me, which again is a rarity with IU. And so I just hope that when she releases another project, I end up enjoying it. And that same sentiment goes for the next group, with that being Twice, who released With UTH, aka With Youth, on February 23rd, which was very much a mixed bag for me, as I wasn't the biggest fan of the title track One Spark or the song I Got You. Both were solid. Jungyeong, in my opinion, was a standout on both. She was a standout in general, even though she still, for some reason, isn't getting lines. I don't understand it. It's sad, because I feel like if she was present throughout this album more, it would definitely be a lot better. Rush was the only song I would definitely say impressed me. Like, it's the only song I would playlist, mainly because it reminds me a lot of Passion Fruit by NMIX. I don't know why, but it just has that same feel, which, again, makes it the only standout. And it's sad because, again, I love Twice. They were my most listened to group for 3 years in a row on Spotify. I'm not joking. It wasn't even close. That's how much I love them. I'm just really disappointed by this project, and that I hope JYP takes a step back for a second and reevaluate their line distributions and try to be a little bit more creative with Twice and their future projects. And then last but not least, I want to end it off on something that isn't a release, but something I'm hoping for, and that is the Cat's Eye debut, as I am still waiting. There is no real details on when exactly they're going to debut. It was just stated sometime in 2024, which is a little bit scary because I really want them to debut soon before their popularity just perishes. I think the girls have a lot of talent, and I definitely can see a bright future ahead of them. They just really need the right music, which is why I'm hoping they go with the Dirty Water sound they did in the finale. I think that was a great sound that would work for them. Only problem, though, is Yunche is a minor, so I guess they probably will go with the other one, Girls Who Like Girls, I believe it was called. I think they're probably going to go with that instead. You know, I just hope that no matter what it is, that it's age-appropriate for Yunche and that it is still a good song. And that will be all. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I can't wait to review the month of March.